WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you. I want to thank you for taking 30 minutes of your day, and I'm just so grateful that you've taken the time to tune in here today to God's frequency is what I'm trying to say. But what's even better coming up down the pike is what Associate Pastor Darren Solana is going to have to say to you through and with and from the Word of God here this morning. And or tonight, maybe it's 5:30 you're tuned in. Maybe it's Wednesday at 5:30, and we have Bible study at our church tonight, and you are invited. We'd love to see you. We're at 1,000, it's Island Community Church. We're at 1,000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Wednesday night from 6 to 7. Now, I'm going to let this opening play Thursday, but you're going to hear the second half of this sermon on Thursday. But if it's Wednesday, love to see you. You're invited. We're going to have a fantastic word here coming up now from Pastor Darren. It's entitled, Look Up. And he's going to do a masterful job of connecting the Magi and following the star all the way to how you and I have been commanded many, many times to be looking up, because that's how he's returning. Remember Revelation 1:7, behold, he's coming in the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. So that's where we're at here with this message. This will play Wednesday and Thursday, and we'll be back Friday with more info on what's going on this weekend at Island Community Church. Okay, here we go with today's message. For more info on me or to contact me, the best way is paul@wgodradio.com. It's always the best way to get a hold of me, and I will respond as soon as I am able to. Let's get into the word now. Look up.
Next week will be my 10th anniversary here as pastor of this church. I think there was, Ron, how many people? Six? And I look around now at everyone here. You know, when things turned around here at this church was when the government was trying to force churches to close because of COVID. And we made the decision that we were going to trust God in the face of adversity and trust God going through the storm that he would take care of us. Danny's brother died. We lost Joni. And we're still going strong. And God, ever since that happened, and we made the decision here at Island to trust God instead of worrying about our surroundings and what we see. God, for reasons known to him, that brought him great joy, that decision. And you're seeing the end result of that here now. So many of you have come. The Lord has led you here to this church. He's doing a great work here. And I just want to encourage you here today. Trust in God. There's no better time now to lay whatever it is on your heart to him right now. Whether or not you need healing. Dwayne, working the sound back here, had cancer. And God told him twice, sorry. And God told him and Sue to come here to this church. And we laid hands on him, anointed him with oil, and God healed him of his cancer. God still heals today. This is so rare, seeing a church like this, that God is moving in so much. I just want to encourage you, take advantage of this time. Draw close to God and he will draw close to you. Paul wrote in Romans 13:11, now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. That too, Darren, could be our mission statement going forward. Just want to encourage you guys, trust in God. We don't know how the year is going to end. You don't know what the devil's going to throw your way here this new year. But like Paul said, what shall we say to these things? Here's Pastor Darren.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to be in Matthew chapter 2 today, if everybody wants to turn there. I'm curious if there's a connection between this pulpit and my tie. Because every time I get behind this thing, this tie gets tighter and tighter. Welcome back, Pastor.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Long overdue vacation. Glad to have you back. Let's pray. Father God, we praise you and we thank you, Lord. Thank you for another year, Lord, another year in your house. Lord, I'd ask that you would use me today for your glory. Lord, that you would open up ears to hear and hearts and minds to receive. And we praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. I'm not going to go too far. I'm going to stop right there and start breaking it down. I don't want to spend too much time on logistics today, but I do want to spend a little bit of time there just to be able to set up a backdrop for where I'd like to go. I did quite a bit of study on these wise men. New King James calls them wise men. I believe the King James refers to them as magi. These wise men from the east. We don't know for sure how many there were. We assume it's three because three gifts were given, but that's an assumption. There's much speculation about them. I'll tell you what I do know. Matthew records that they were wise men from the east. John MacArthur writes, these were not kings, but magi, magicians or astrologers, possibly Zoroastrian wise men from Persia, whose knowledge of Hebrew scriptures could be traced back to the time of Daniel. But make a note that these men were Gentiles. Okay, when reading the Bible, I read it slow. I take about two or three verses, and I stop. And I ask these questions. I grab two to three, most of the time two verses, sometimes three. I grab two verses, and I read them, and I stop, and I ask these questions. Who, what, where, when, why? When you start asking those questions, you'll spend a lot more time on two verses than what you do any other time. I like to read the Bible slow and break it down slow. There's a lot there. And sometimes I can do 45 minutes to an hour study on two verses of Scripture. We can answer most all of them, who, what, where, when, why, by the time we get to verse 12, for the most part. As I read this, the question I was asking was, we know that we saw a star, that they saw a star. The question that I was asking was, how did they know when to start looking for this star? Now, you might say, well, they started looking when they saw the star. I don't think so. I think they were looking before they saw the star. They were already preparing and then saw the star, and the star was a confirmation, but they were looking before they saw the star. And I'll get to you why, get to it why I believe that. And for one reason that I say this is I don't believe that was an ordinary star. And I'll get into that in a minute. Based on their knowledge of Hebrew scripture, specifically the book of Daniel, and specifically chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, that would be how they would know when to start looking. And I'm not going to get into that today. Show up Wednesday, and Pastor will cap that off. But these three men, or however many men that they were versed in Hebrew scripture, specifically the book of Daniel. This talks about the 77 weeks, but if you took Daniel's prophecy from the start, from the commandment to rebuild the temple to Palm Sunday, it was down to the exact day. So these men would have known that. If they knew the book of Daniel, they would have known to count ahead 483 years, Pastor, down to the day of when Jesus entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Okay, they would have probably known that Jewish priests do not start ministry until age 30. So with knowledge of scripture and basic math, they would have known about roughly when to start looking. Because all they would have had to do is count backwards. Let me give you, that would be Numbers 443. For Jews to start priestly service at age 30. But come Wednesday night, Pastor will elaborate on that. You'll get a better understanding of where I'm going. But that's not specifically where I want to go. And I don't want to, I'll let him get into that. My point is with their knowledge of Hebrew scriptures, a Jewish calendar, and simple math, and knowing priestly service started at age 30, they knew when to start looking and roughly where to start looking. Let's briefly look at this star, and then I'll be ready to start preaching. The reason I say this is no ordinary star is for several reasons. The first one is no one else seems to be seeing this star. You ask me how I know that. Well, he goes into Jerusalem and he starts to ask. They start to ask, have you seen the star? Where is he born, King of the Jews? We've seen his star. They had to start asking people. Apparently, the people in Jerusalem ain't seeing it. Apparently, Herod didn't see it. Apparently, Herod's men didn't see it. These three men saw it. That's why I say this is no ordinary star. And it would have been easier for them if the star was shining at that time, and I don't believe it was, if you read the text, because it seems to me that the star stopped shining when they came in Jerusalem. It came into Jerusalem. Herod sends them back out. And then when they get back out, it said that the star reappeared. And they picked up the star and started going on further. But it would have been as simple as if you're going into Jerusalem and you're wanting to know where is he who is born King of the Jews, for we've seen his star. Naturally, somebody's going to say, what star? Naturally, you could have pointed to it if they were able to see it and go, that star, can't you see it? It's no ordinary star. I'm trying to catch up to my notes. Give me a minute. Verse 7. It says, then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. So Herod didn't know. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. Now, if everybody was seeing a star, the star, he wouldn't have sent the wise men out. He would have sent his own men out because he's lying about wanting to worship him anyway. Right? If he could have seen him, he wouldn't have needed the wise men any further. He would have said, what star? They said, that star. He would have said, okay, and then went and got his men and said, get after that star right there. But that doesn't seem to be the case. Also, the star appears to men, then disappears and reappears. And you say, well, maybe it turned daylight. Maybe. Verse 9, it says, when they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen. Didn't say the star that they were seeing. It said the star that they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Now, you ever known a star to stand? Why? Because the earth's spinning. Right? Take off at night and fix yourself on a star and try to catch it. Try to catch it. It's always going to be just out in front of you. Right? It's no ordinary star. In my opinion, and this is just my opinion, it's the same Shekinah glory that led the Israelites through the wilderness. Because it says it stopped and stood over where the child was. So I don't see this as necessarily being like a star. I see it like a street light. You know, if you're in the desert, go out west and go out in the desert, and it's just vast nothingness. Instead of street light out there, way out there, 10, 20, 30 miles out there, eventually you're going to catch that street light. You're going to catch it, and you're going to be standing right under it. The star is stopped or the earth is stopped or both. Is that possible? Absolutely it's possible. With God, all things are possible. This is nothing to him. But what I'm saying is, for a star to stop and stand, something is not ordinary.
Right.
Something's not ordinary. Okay, enough with my introduction. If you're taking notes, make a note of what type of posture you would have to follow a star. What posture would you be in to follow a star? I mean, even if you're looking up and out, if what you're seeking is on earth, and you're searching it out, but there's a way to search it out, and that is by following a star, you're still going to be in this direction. Gosh, I'm telling you, Pastor, I don't know how more simple I'm going to make this today. I want to tie that, Matthew chapter 2, I want to tie that time into this time. And I got to build a bridge to do it. But I promise you, that's where I'm going. The reason I'm saying that is because a lot of times we look back on things that were back in biblical days, and you go, well, that was just biblical days. It's a whole other time, and we just can't get any understanding. People were people, and people haven't changed a bit since then. Yeah, we got air conditioning, we got automobiles, but basic people are people. Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. People are people. You can go back in those times and see the same thing going on in these times. If you look close enough, it's not hard to see. Let's go back to chapter 2, verse 2. Saying, stop. I can't get too far. Saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? See the word saying? This word is a present participle. It's emphasizing continual action. Let me illustrate it so you don't miss it. Just walked out of frame, didn't I, Pastor? And sound, probably. My point is, the wise men came to the people that they thought would know, and they didn't know. The wise men were Gentiles. They came from the east. They come to Jerusalem to look for the king of the Jews. They're in the right place, right? Yes. Right? Yes. And nobody knew where he was. That's like going to Daytona and asking somebody where the 500 is and nobody knows. Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You don't have to be too smart to think, well, I wonder where the king of the Jews is going to show up at. Jerusalem. And if he's their king, they should know. Right? But they didn't. And I'm going to connect them to us. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge. You get a Strong's Concordance, I suggest you get one. Look up the word knowledge and see how many times it's used in the Bible. Seems to me that the ones who should have been looking weren't, and the ones who shouldn't have been looking were. Here's the bridge I'm trying to build. And I promise you, in the end, I'm going to connect us all together. Turn to 1 Corinthians 15:51. Bridge that I'm trying to build is these men came to a people that they thought should know in that day something as important as the coming Messiah. In our day, the day of the church, and in end times, people are going to be coming to the people that they think should know.
Yes.
Saying, where is the second coming? Right?
Yes.
Church, we need to have an answer for them. And I'm going to give you the answer. And I'm going to give it to you beyond a shadow of a doubt. This ain't the first time. I mean, I haven't preached this sermon, but I've preached on this, and it ain't the first time that I've done it. 1 Corinthians 15:51. I'll start at 50.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station, your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
From Love Worth Finding, here's Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
It's not wrong to have possessions. As a matter of fact, God wants you to have possessions. God gives you possessions to make you a steward over them. But you can be financially in bondage as a wealthy person. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 15, verse 6, in the house of the righteous there's much treasure, but in the revenue of the wicked there's trouble. Somebody has described a modern American as a person who drives a bank-financed car over a bond-financed highway on gasoline he's just bought with a credit card, on his way to open a charge account at a department store so he can fill his savings and loan-financed home with installment purchased furniture. Now, friend, it's about time we stop buying things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. It's about time we learn what God had to say about how to make money, how to use money, how to spend money, how to save money, and how to give money. God wants to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing on you. Yes, a spiritual blessing, and yes, a financial blessing.
For more about Love Worth Finding and Adrian Rogers, visit our website at lwf.org.